Hello, welcome to whatever. Wait, hold on, let me check. What week is this?
You gotta keep that in the video.
I am going to, just to waste time. It is, wait, let me go to episodes, and then I have to actually click on the individual episode, and then it's episode, alright, so this is episode 24, hello.
We've only done 24 episodes. I feel like we've been doing this for like a year now.
We have been, but we missed like 4 months, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes me feel less good about my life achievements.
I feel that. Yeah, it's been like since August 21st, and it is September 13th. Wow, it's been that long. It's been a long time since we were last.
Wow, it's been over a year.
It's been.
When was our first ever episode?
Our first ever episode was November 8th of 20 something. I would assume 19.
So we've got like a 50% release rate.
I mean,
for videos,
it was steady each week. From then until, I mean, we missed a couple weeks here and there, but it was steady until,
to about March.
Until 04. What is that? January, February, March, April. So until April 4th. And then it was a 3 month hiatus. And then,
damn, bro,
we were steady until September 21st, and then it's been a like 3 or 4 week hiatus, so we're good.
Damn, you really know it really do be like that sometimes. So
I mean, yeah, so like the 3 month where we were stuck in Corona and we didn't know, I mean, that was just because I didn't really think about virtually recording yet. So, like, that was a thing. And then these last 4 weeks are just, like, we've literally not had any time to do anything.
No. Like, I barely had time for anything in general.
Yeah, me neither.
Let alone fitting a podcast in there.
Like, I am booked 24/7.
Almost. Like, I feel bad. I haven't streamed hardly at all.
Yeah.
Like, a month.
I have not streamed since, I don't know, probably since, like, the beginning of school, honestly.
I think I've streamed, like, 2 days since the beginning of school.
Oh, you know what? The last time I streamed was the last time we put out an episode, September 21st. Yeah.
That's a big rip, buddy.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I don't know. I've played a little bit of stuff, but not in enough consecutive time to really be worth it to stream.
So, yeah, I really just haven't played that much.
Yeah. I mean, me neither, but like a little bit, but not, yeah. Yeah.
And I feel bad, because I definitely want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Because I love streaming.
Yeah, it's fun. But then, stuff to do.
Like, time-wise, it's just really...
Yeah, it's just... It takes so much effort. Especially when I'm, like, got better things to do.
Yeah, like, I could be... I don't know, it feels weird, because I could either stream or I could put out an episode of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Alright, we've been doing a lot of band performances recently. That's...
So I've heard.
Sucked. It's so dumb. Like... I don't know, man. Like, band is good and all, but I'm tired of it. Especially this year.
I don't know, man. This year just, like, nothing really excites me anymore.
Yeah,
like,
nothing's
I feel like,
really interesting. Like,
and I feel I hate that so much because I used to love band, or I used to love debate so much.
Yeah.
And like this year, I don't know. I just like it doesn't feel the same. I don't find it really enjoyable anymore.
Yeah, it's all just kind of slog, you know? Like, I feel like I'm not actually doing anything. I'm just kind of doing, like, busy work. And, like, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely glad I'm online, because it makes things a lot easier, but it doesn't mean it's any more interesting.
Yeah.
But it makes it a lot more manageable, because at least I can take breaks between the slog and, like, do what I need to in between or during.
I don't know. I'm about to start welding tomorrow.
Oof.
Welding. That's the next thing that I do with my school. I weld.
Huh. Couldn't be me.
So.
Let's see. I had something else I was gonna... Oh, yeah. Did you see... One, our mask order just got not renewed, which is going to be dumb. So basically, we're going to go, like, way up in numbers, and it's going to suck, and we're going to get completely shut down.
I have a feeling that we'll get sent home
from 100%.
School and stuff end of this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that, because the mask wears off
two
on the
students,
14th.
Well... The school is still making students wear masks, which
right,
I agree with.
Yeah.
I think that's
a
smart
good.
Idea.
I'm glad they're doing that.
I personally, you know, I see benefits from it. I just think it's a little dumb in some aspects of how they're doing it. But that's just me personally.
I don't know. I guess I'm not there to say, so.
Because I feel like that first 3 days, they were super on it. And then afterwards, they just like...
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. Band
they stopped
the same.
Caring
like band is still they're still definitely trying to be very on about it, but you know there's a lot that's slipping through, so. And now that we had those two positive cases, one of which was actually a trombone, I know.
Oh
yeah,
really?
At least as far as I know, that's what people have said, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you know who?
I do.
Are you allowed to say?
Well, you're not really supposed to say, but I'll cut this out, and I'm pretty sure it was...
Why aren't you allowed to say? I'm curious.
I think it's just like a privacy thing. I'm
interesting.
Not really sure for sure, but...
Interesting.
Yeah, and then there's like 144 cases at the university last time I checked. Well, last time they put out a statement, which... Basically
yikes,
tripled.
Bro.
No, wait. So the week before it was at 44, and then the next week it was at 144. So that's not going well.
Jeez.
Yeah. I just don't understand why they didn't renew the stupid order. Like, it makes no sense.
To be fair, I don't understand why we didn't just start online.
Yeah, no, we really should have. There's no way we can be cautious enough to make it through.
Yeah.
Like, there was this, list on New York Times where they list the most dangerous growth and most likely to be a hotspot soon. And so we started out on number 10 on that. And by, like, yesterday, we were at number 3 on that list.
Oh.
So.
To be fair, though.
Specifically Warrensburg.
But to be fair, when was the last time the New York Times gave 100% accurate information?
Like, all the time?
I'm just saying, like.
Like, you
I'm
know,
not saying
sure,
that it is
there's
fake.
Some odd stuff in between, but that's just because there's such a diverse... profile of people writing for it, so.
Absolutely, and I do believe that we are on the rise.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. And I totally believe we're gonna be one of the hot spots, because it's targeting those college towns. That's where it's gonna be bad, because all those college students are like, we're not responsible.
And then all the high school students are like, we're not responsible.
Exactly.
And then literally everyone's like, we're not responsible.
Yeah. I love living in Missouri.
Bro, no one's responsible anymore.
No. Nobody.
Me included.
Yeah, I mean, I try, but sometimes a little slips through.
Yeah, I try to as well.
I mean, like, at least I'm not, like, going anywhere or having much contact with people other than, like, band stuff.
It smells really good out in my kitchen, by the way. Like, I went to go grab a Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And how I had to set up my microphone, I'll explain it to you. I'm actually recording through my phone, but I'm using a headset.
Uh-huh.
Because my computer, for some reason, was reading them individually, but with my splitter, it wasn't reading it.
Awesome.
So I was just like, fuck it, phone time.
I mean, I guess that works. It sounds pretty all right.
Sounds as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
And speaking of as good as it's going to get, the podcast was sponsored by Pepsi.
Man, I wish. Bro, that would be so nice. We don't.
I live my life. I live my fucking life hoping one day Pepsi will see something I did and be like, I'll sponsor that.
Honestly, that would be a dream come true.
Every day I wake up and check all of my social media just hoping to get a message from Pepsi.
We're not interesting enough for that. Or consistent enough.
Or good enough.
Yeah.
Really, we're just not enough for Pepsi.
We're just average. We're just really average. And Pepsi doesn't like average people. Pepsi is elitist.
Yeah. Pepsi is elitist.
That reminds me, I've been... every time I post on Twitter, I get a new follow from, like, some podcasting account. So, like, I don't know. Hopefully we're getting some exposure from that, because, like, you know, it's useful. And also, I'm doing, like, there's this interesting app called Good Pods that followed us, and I looked into it, and they're actually kind of, it's like social media for podcasts. It's an app.
Hmm.
It's actually kind of good, so I actually gave them a shout-out on Twitter to, like, get mentioned and stuff, and that might get us
interesting
popularity, or at least, like, spread a little.
Out of curiosity, are you hearing a lot of background noise from my mic?
A little bit, not too much.
Okay.
I do hear slight echo, but it's
not. That's because I'm in a weird room in my house right now.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Don't talk about anything important for a sec. Or you're just going to have to...
Me when laundry...
Yeah. I've been don't worry about it. It's okay.
Alright.
I just be doing my laundry.
I should get my
come here.
Wireless headphones set up so I can just cruise around while I'm recording.
Bro, honestly, I feel like that's like what I've done with my phone is that I can just like walk around my house.
That and would record. Be useful, honestly.
Also, my aloe vera plant is not doing so well.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm killing an aloe plant.
Is that even possible?
Apparently, it's orange.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up how difficult it is to kill an aloe vera plant.
It's, me personally, I don't think it's that difficult.
An evergreen perennial in the Arabian Peninsula.
Hey, while you're looking stuff up, can you look up if I can eat my aloe plant?
Sure. It's the first. Oh my god, it's the first search result. Can you eat aloe vera? Was like the first thing on the list of suggested.
And?
Has potential risks. In small doses, eating the latex may help treat constipation by promoting contractions. However, in 2002, the U.S. FDA banned the sale of over-the-counter products containing aloe vera latex due to safety concerns. Long-term consumption of aloe vera latex has been linked to side effects including stomach cramps, kidney problems, irregular heartbeat, and muscle weakness. And high doses above 1 gram per day prolonged use may even be fatal. It can also cause miscarriages and uterine contractions.
Now, okay, here's the question. How much aloe do you have to eat to cause a miscarriage?
More than 1 gram per day.
Are there any other side effects? Other than, shitting your guts out.
If you have IBD or Crohn's disease, you could have worse conditions. If you have diabetes, heart, or kidney problems, it may worsen side effects from treatment drugs. It may offer several health benefits, but no, it's bad.
I mean, yeah, but is it that bad?
A little bit, but, well, yes. I mean, it could kill you and give you stomach cramps, kidney problems, and irregular heartbeat and muscle weakness, which I feel like is not good.
But is it really that bad?
Well, here's the potential benefits. May reduce blood sugar levels. May suppress blood sugar levels.
Okay.
May suppress inflammatory signals. May reduce dental plaque. May boost memory. And it is rich in antioxidants. So, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could eat a little bit, I guess.
I feel like that's something you do on a Friday night and
drink the juice and that helps.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Right. I don't know what this is. By the way, this was an article on Healthline, so I don't get taken down for plagiarism or whatever. Article on Healthline.
So I need to wash the gel and skin thoroughly to remove all traces of latex. So the latex causes the bad side effects.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is latex causes miscarriages.
Correct.
Me, when I should be a mainstream media person, finds two dots, connects them in the wrongest way possible.
Honestly. Yeah, so this was an article on Healthline called Can You Eat Aloe Vera? Written by Ryan Rahman on November 2nd, 2018. There you go. No plagiarism. Look at that.
I think you and I should just start...
A cult?
No. Close.
Uh-huh. What's close to that?
Start reviewing, websites and shit.
Oh, I feel that. You know, I've long thought we need to do something a little more scripted and constructed.
Absolutely.
Honestly, we just flounder around without...
You know what we should do? What we should do? Read Reddit stories.
I feel that, yeah.
Do you just want to go on Reddit and read stories?
You know what? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, dude. All right, what's our subreddit that we're going to?
I don't know. What do you want to go to?
r/ malicious compliance or something?
Sure, let's go for it. I don't know. Do you have to, I'm sure you have to, say who you got it from or something. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
All right, you want the first one or you want me to take the first one?
You can take the first one. I'm still getting it up.
All right. And once I get done with that, I have to look up how to enable keyboard and mouse on DayZ. Because I started playing DayZ again for some stupid-ass reason.
Yeah, seems pretty dumb.
I fucking hate this game so goddamn much. It's not even funny.
I started playing Breakpoint, and it's actually really good, even though everyone hates it.
Call of Duty Breakpoint, or not Call of Duty, fucking Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Yeah.
It's literally just Wildlands, but slightly more like The Division. It's like if Wildlands and The Division were, combined for some reason. And it's kind of good, because I liked Wildlands, and it's, you can do all the stealth stuff, and that's the only part I care about, so...
Bro, I really done did just kill a zombie for his backpack.
Rip.
Yeah, I'm also not totally playing DayZ while we podcast, because that would be rude.
Yeah, I noticed you totally weren't doing that.
Why would I do that? That's
no,
just...
why? Ugh, that'd be such
that would
a...
be ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to look for a good post.
Here, I got one. I got one.
All right.
I haven't read through it at all.
Oh, geez. Of course mowing starts. Why me? Bruh. Bruh! I hate everyone. All right. How noticeable.
So this is I don't hear it at all.
Hold on. Let me pause the podcast and listen back. All right,
am I bleeding?
I can't. I couldn't tell if we were mowing. Oh, Jesus. If we were mowing? I couldn't tell if you could hear the mowing or not. So, you know what? Who cares? All right, do you have one?
What? Oh, my God. Whatever the fuck sound you just made, it was like the beginning of a zombie scream from Black Ops.
Nice. All right, do you have one?
Yeah, I got a story. Okay. So this is a story by Sammy31, and I'm going to copy his name so we can tag him in the, you know?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying.
yeah, we're going to put him in the comment. Okay. Asked to quit on the spot? Okay. I'll take you up on that. So whether or not this is actually a good story, I have no idea. I just picked the first one on there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
This happened 20 years ago after I just turned 18 and my first adult job as a cook in a franchise that had a very creepy clown as a mascot. Not saying which, yeah. Okay. After working there for 6 months, I decided that I preferred to work as a bartender, so it was known that I was looking to find some other job in a bar. This is a bit relevant with what happened. So I was supposed to clock out at 4 p.m. As soon as my shift ended, I punched my card. Yes, we used to punch cards back then. And I was on my way to change clothes so that I can leave. As I was leaving the kitchen, a big group of customers, like 10 or 12, walked in the store, so one of the managers demanded me stay to help. Note, she did not ask me if I can help, she demanded that I help, even though I'd already clocked out. Being 18, naive, and nice, I agreed to stay to help. After 20 minutes later, I was still in the kitchen with several orders to do. I was complaining to the second manager, who was also working the kitchen at the time, that I really needed to go. For some reason, the other manager, the one that demanded that I stay to help, overheard my complaint and starts yelling at me that I'm useless and that I should be grateful that I have a job and that I shouldn't say these things, as she knows I'm searching for another job and she could fire me on the spot. Mind you, she was not working the kitchen. She just entered the kitchen to grab some stuff. So I told her that I had already finished my shift and I was not getting paid for the extra time I was there and I was already late for the plans I had. So she yelled at me. What voice do you think I should do for this one, Quentin?
Kind of voice, you know?
Yeah, if you want to leave now, I might as well quit!
Yeah, alright, sure. I feel that.
I am dumb. Cue malicious compliance. I followed her instructions to the letter. I told her, yes, I want to leave now, so I quit. I took off my shirt and pants as they were company issued and went to pick up my stuff wearing only my underwear.
Yo, that's kind of metal.
Even after picking up my clothes, I didn't bother to get dressed, just walked out the front door in my underwear. My shoes were also mine, so I was not barefoot. I walked to my car where I put on the rest of my clothes. This happened in full view of the customers as the kitchen is in direct view from the whole store. She was dumbfounded, and some customers even clapped and cheered because they heard how nasty she was being with me. Later, I found out that she was being reprimanded by the owner, probably because of everything that happened in view of the customers, and I even got a small bonus on my last paycheck. Within the next couple of weeks, found a bartending job that I kept for a few years. So in the end, everything was for the best. Oh,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Let me find
that one. Was interesting.
How about shut down while trying to report a fire at my high school? This is literally the next one down, but I don't care. All right. Let's see. Ooh, all right. Let me get my narrator voice on. When I was a senior back in high school down in... Oh, Jesus, what does that say? When I was a senior... Already going well.
Me when I can't fucking read.
Well, you know, dyslexia and ADD is fun. I don't have either of those things, but I pretend I do. No, I think I actually do have ADD, so that's fun. And I feel like I have dyslexia sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had at least one of those.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I have both. Okay, where was I?
The first fucking word.
Oh, yeah. All right. When I was a senior back in high school in Middle Tennessee, we had a smoking area for the students. This was 1990, so yeah, I'm old. My daughter's actually just asked me to post this story here. Anyway, so I was a good student, had a great reputation among the faculty at this school of about 2,000 students. During class, I'm running an errand for a teacher when I walked by the smoking area. It is outside, of course. That's a weird way of saying that. It is outside, of course.
Can you hear my fan?
Kind of. Only when you speak.
Alright.
It is outside, of course, but it is against one of the buildings and has a roof. And has a roof over it like a carport. There is a large metal trash can in the middle, and it is on fire. Not a rip-roaring fire, but it is on fire nonetheless. We have flames starting to work their way out of there, and plenty of smoke. Jeez, I feel like I have a stutter. I decide I don't need to pull a fire alarm, but clearly I need to get a staff member to put this fire out. There's no one around, so I make a fast trot up to the main office. As I quickly enter, I see the secretary talking to another student, so with a loud voice I say, "Miss Knight! Miss Knight! There's a..." And that's when the assistant principal rounds the corner behind Miss Knight while ripping into me about how we wait our turn in here and how I'm being disrespectful and loud and I need to stand there and wait until I am called forward. Okay. And then I just stood there while Miss Knight kept handling the other student as Mr. Evil Assistant Principal stood overwatch in the corner like a bouncer. I think I read... Wait, does that say... miss earlier? I don't know, whatever. I think I misgendered someone. Finally, after a few minutes, it was my turn. I calmly walked up to the counter and said, "Miss Knight, the large trash can in the smoking area is on fire." The assistant principal yells out, "What?" and then bursts out of the room while Miss Knight just gasped. I calmly turned around and walked out and went back to class.
Nice.
Incredible. Good story. Good story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Alright. What? Next. Next.
Next me?
Sure. If you see one.
I don't see one, but I can find one. Sorry, I'm low-key getting chased by zombies, but that's another day.
Let me find a different subreddit so you can do malicious compliance and I'll find a different one. You know what? I always like a title.
I'm doing like a spot read over it to make sure it's not like really bad.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm gonna go to entitled parents. I like that one. Titled. Oh jeez. I just wrote M totaled. Titled. Entitled parents. There we go. Cool.
Oh, I love entitled parents.
It's so good.
I love that subreddit. Oh man. All right, here this one. It's a short story, but it seems pretty good. All right. This is a story by Guga Melhor. What the fuck is that? Hold on. How would you pronounce this name?
Guga O'Melhor. Melhor. Meller. Guga O'Melhor.
The name will be in the fucking description of this episode.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I need to get the...
I work in a supermarket to make ends meet as a student. A few months ago, I was minding my business when I heard someone shout, "Hey, you!" A Karen was standing next to the shelves with chips and was pointing at something. "I need you to help me now." Karen wanted one of the packets of chips that were placed right at the top of the shelf, out of reach for anyone smaller than a giant. Those packets, however, were empty and only there for decorative purposes. I tried to explain this to the Karen and that I could look if we had some... the same normal packet in stock, since there were none left at the shelf at the normal place. But Karen kept on demanding that one specific packet of chips from the top shelf. All right, then. When I gave her the clearly empty package, she completely lost it. At the top of her lungs, she started screaming that she was being scammed, that it was illegal to sell empty products, even though they were clearly not for sale, and that I was stupid. Attracted by her screaming, other coworkers and also clients came to defend me, and Karen left the supermarket fuming and without any chips.
Rip. Okay.
Me when I want empty bag of chips.
Ooh, this sounds interesting. Oh, geez, it's long. Oh, wow, this is like a 10-page essay.
Dude, holy those cow. Are the good ones, though.
All right, let's see. I can't really read over this because my brain would explode, so let's just see if it's good or not. All right, this is from r/entitledparents posted by u/motherhoodest2017. Okay, The title is EM thinks her kid shouldn't have to pick up a hold on. Entitled Mother Thinks Her Kid Shouldn't Have to Pick Up After Their Dog Relents and Then Steals From Us. So this happened at the last apartment complex I lived in. Sorry it's so long. My significant other and I were renting a ground floor unit at a really nice apartment complex. I wouldn't say it was a luxury apartment or anything, but our ground floor unit had a little patio off the back that led out into a really nice courtyard area with hammocks, a walking path, outdoor fireplace slash seating area, etc. A lot of people walk their dogs out there or let their kids play out in the grass, including us. We have a one-year-old cane Corso. We got her when we had been living in the unit for about 2.5 months. She was only 8 weeks at the time. She's a really good dog and we trained her well. We could let her out to go potty and she'd come right back even there if there were distractions slash people slash dogs out. We always stood on the patio and watched her anyways because our pet agreement said we couldn't leave our dog out unattended. Then we'd go pick up her poop right away, and if she pooped, also part of the pet agreement, as I'm sure is standard at most apartment complexes. We kept a small trash can outside specifically for poop bags because we didn't want to throw them away inside, and the only outside trash cans were on the other side of the building, which I agree is super dumb. It really was a small trash can, like the kind you'd tuck into the bathroom between the toilet and the wall. We also had her poop bags hanging on our patio door handle for easy access so we didn't have to hunt for them every time we needed them. Entitled mother and her entitled kid moved in on the ground floor in our building, 2 units down from us. No biggie. We ran into her one day carrying in groceries, and my significant other held open the door for her. She seemed kind of Karen-ish, but was polite, and her kid, probably 10 to 11 years old, didn't look up from his phone. Whatever, that's pretty typical of kids these days. They also had a dog, a little black and white fluffy thing, super cute, but not trained real well. Don't know what kind of dog it was, but it was much smaller than our already giant puppy. After about 2 weeks or so, we realized that there were dog turds in the grass right off our patio. We found out the hard way because my boyfriend stepped in it for the first time. Luckily, he wasn't barefoot. They were clearly not our dog's turds, as one, we always picked up our dog poo right after she went, and two, they were very obviously from a small dog, not our 70-pound puppy. We'd been in the apartment about 7 to 8 months at that point, and had never really had an issue with this, so we figured it was entitled Mother's Little Dog. I wrote her a polite note that basically was like, "Hey neighbor, we noticed that some of your dog's poops aren't being picked up and are right off our patio. Per the pet agreement we all have to sign, we all need to be picking up our own dog's poo each time they go. I'm sure it was an accident and you just didn't notice, so if you could make sure to do that going forward, we'd appreciate it. Your neighbors in unit number." She wasn't home, so I slipped it under her door and went back to my apartment. A couple hours later, entitled mother is banging on my door and gets really angry with me. Insists that it couldn't have been her dog, and how dare I assume. I felt really bad, and I apologized immediately. Said I didn't mean to offend her, and it must have been someone else. She told me to never bother her with crap like this again, and stormed off. I was like, okay. Not 3 days later, I was sitting on my patio with a book, enjoying the cool weather, when I see their little dog run out of their back door. No one with it, and it comes over to me. I said hello to the pup, because I love pups, and then it took a shit right off the patio, ran back home, and scratched the door to let it in. I saw entitled kid slide the door open enough to let the dog in, and then closed it again without coming outside to pick up the poop. I was annoyed because here I saw it with my own eyes that it was their dog, and no one was even watching it when it was outside. So I grabbed a poop bag, picked it up, wrote another less polite note about entitled mother's kid neglecting to watch the dog or come to check if it had pooped slash pick up after it, and dropped the poop bag off and the note on their patio right by the door, then went back to my reading. Entitled mother was quicker to come by this time and stomped right up to me, waving the note around. Then stated that her kid was just a kid and probably just forgot to check. I said I didn't care. Her kid was old enough to stand outside for 3 minutes and come pick up the dog's poop. Jeez. She said, well, there's no poop bags slash trash cans on this side of the building, and she didn't feel comfortable making her kid walk all the way around the building for that. I am speaking so jiltily, I cannot read correctly. The next part is my own fault. In hindsight, I suggested she put a trash can like mine on her patio and then leave their poop bags hanging like we did for our dog. She eyed our stuff, huffed some more, rolled her eyes, refused to do anything about the poop, and walked off. At this point, I was super annoyed. I stalked my patio door for the next couple of days as much as I could, just waiting. And sure enough, on day two, in the evening, when I was about to give up, I see the puppy run outside toward my patio. I whipped out my phone, took some pictures of the dog outside alone, not allowed, and the dog pooping, and then took another phone an hour later, and then took another picture. They wrote phone for some reason. Another picture an hour later of the poop still there, and timestamped all of them. Then I sent an email to the apartment office people, who were always pretty nice, and they responded quickly they would give EM a warning about it. And sure enough, entitled mother comes back again to get mad and yell at me about how petty I was to report them to the office. Now they had an $150 fine for not picking up their dog's poop. It's worth noting that these fines were rare. Poop prints were not used at this complex. In order for the office to fine someone for dog poop, they had to have proof it was that specific tenant's dog poop and that it wasn't picked up. Hence the photos I'd taken and timestamped. I told her that I had tried to be nice about it with her twice before, and it was all her fault at that point for not abiding by the terms of the pet agreement we all had to sign. Everyone who had a dog, at least. She went off about how she's a single mom and she works during the day, and her previous baby can't be expected to pick up after their dog. I told her that a 10/11-year-old... Oh, precious baby. I told her that a 10/11-year-old was plenty old enough to pick up after a dog, and that if they weren't responsible enough, then maybe the kid shouldn't be letting the dog out at all, and she should be the one to do it, and maybe whoever is home with him should be looking after it. She got angry, told me I had no idea how to be a single mom, that her mom stays with him during the day and shouldn't be expected to look after her kid and her dog, and she stomped off again. I expected to hear more about it, but I didn't. In parentheses, the ironic part is I am a single mom. My kid isn't my significant other's, and I raised him alone for 2.5 years before I met my significant other. So yes, I do know how hard it is. And I live 1,000 miles from my closest family, so I never even had the luxury of being able to have my mom watch my kid. Over the next couple of weeks, we didn't find any more dog turds off our patio, but we did notice our poop bags were being depleted and our trash can filling up way more quickly than usual. I had my suspicions, and I wanted to test it. We'd recently bought some small security cameras for inside of our poop... Wait, for... for inside of our apartment for different reasons, and I had my boyfriend set one up outside on the patio. We faced it where it could see our door and trash can, but didn't point to the rest of the courtyard or other people's units. We respect privacy around here. Sure enough, the same evening my boyfriend set it up, I see entitled kid walk onto our patio, take a poop bag, walk out of frame, then come back to throw it in our trash can. Okay, now I'm pissed. But also, not trying to fight this lady or her kid. So I moved the poop bags to the inside door handle. It's a glass door, so you can still see them, but we always lock our sliding door. Next morning, I hear someone knocking on the back patio door, and I go to see entitled kid standing there looking annoyed. I didn't open the door, I just spoke loudly enough to ask what he needed. He demanded a poop bag for his dog's poop. I said, I'm sorry, but these are our poop bags for our dog, and they aren't free for anyone else to use. The apartment provides poop bags in a dispenser near the trash can on the other side of the building. Kid started demanding a poop bag and saying his mom told him he could use ours, slapping his hands against the glass a few times, trying to scare me? Yes, I'm so terrified of a 10-year-old boy. And finally screaming at me that he's telling his mother on me. I said, fine, go ahead, and I'll tell her the same thing. Sure enough, a few minutes later, entitled mother is standing on my patio also demanding a poop bag for her dog's poop. Jeez, how many times am I gonna say poop in this thing? Oh boy. I denied her a bag and asked her to please step off my patio as she was making me feel unsafe and uncomfortable. My significant other wasn't home. She told me I was a bratty child, I'm 24, and she demanded that I use her that I let her use my poop bags as I had already told her she could before. I said, no, I told you to get some yourself and do what I do. Keep them close by and put your own trash can on your own patio. Not use the poop bags I buy with my own money for my own dog and then fill up my tiny trash can with your dog's poop. I pointed out she could use a plastic shopping bag if she didn't want to buy her own poop bags, or she could use the bags the complex provided on the other side of the building. She kept going off on me, and I finally told her that if she didn't leave my patio, I'd call the police, as she was harassing me. The apartment office was closed on Sundays, and of course it was Sunday. She acted like she was going to call my bluff, but then my boyfriend got home and walked up behind me and asked what was going on, and she ended up dragging her kid away, again leaving the poop bags in the poop in the grass off my patio. So once again, she was gone. I took another timestamp picture of the dog poop, downloaded the footage from my security camera of her kid stealing my poop bags and throwing them in my trash can, and the footage from them that morning yelling at me and demanding my bags and my denying them, and emailed all of it to the apartment management. I told them that she made me feel unsafe and uncomfortable in my own home, and that she and her child felt entitled to come onto my patio and take my belongings. I also went outside, picked up her dog's poop, looked in the trash can on my patio, and pulled out the bags with her dog's poop. They were significantly smaller than my dog's, and I'm sure any dog owners could tell the difference between a 12-pound dog and a 70-pound dog. I went and opened all the bags and dumped them straight on her patio right outside the door. Ooh, we got a little pro-revenge there, too, thrown in. Okay. On Monday, I heard back from the office lady who said she would take care of it. By Friday, there was a moving truck, an entitled mother and her entitled kid were moving out. Pretty sure they were evicted. After talking to some of our other much friendlier neighbors, it turns out we weren't the only ones who had been complaining about their... They'd only lived in the complex for like 2 to 3 months before they made so many enemies they were kicked out. Sometimes I think I should feel bad for playing a part in them getting evicted, but honestly, I can't bring myself to feel guilty about it. Not my fault she was a lazy or entitled woman who couldn't even be asked to get a shopping bag to pick up her dog's poop. I never even heard from her about the turds I dropped on her patio, but I like to think she stepped in them without looking and knew better than to come talk to me about it. Okay, and then in the end she also says, I'm sure they were given more than a week to vacate as those were tenancy laws here, but she packed up and left like a bat out of hell. Guess she didn't want to stay somewhere where she was clearly seen as an enemy. All right. Wow, that was long.
That was a long story, bro.
Bro, I can't read. I swear. I'm so bad. I had to zoom into like 200% zoom and then like follow it with my cursor.
Jesus Christ.
What happened to me? I used to be able to read so well. What happened?
All right. Illiterate? Yeah. Does gun have ammo? We're about to find out.
Your turn.
In case you were curious, gun did not have ammo.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. Trying to find a bit of a longer one because I don't want to just keep doing short stories, you know?
Yeah. Feel my pain. You know what? I'm going to load Reddit up on my tablet. See if I can read better on a better screen. If I have it right in front of me, I can't get lost. The problem is I just get so distracted.
What time are we at right now?
Just about 50 minutes.
Okay.
Probably a bit less with cuts, but yeah.
Oh, here's a bit of a long one. Oh, all right. So this is a story by PJ Expat. No one is above the rules, and I mean no one call me if he pulls rank. I used to work for a marketing company that serviced to small and medium-sized businesses across America. It was a multi-billion-dollar revenue company. The CEO was true rags-to-riches story. He joined the company right after he got out of jail in the early 20s for a small drug charge and worked his way up over 20 years to eventually become the CEO of the company. The CEO strongly believed that the success of the company did not come from the brilliant and intelligent minds that he hired for his executive team, but the hard work, sweat, and tears of the infield sales reps, service reps, made sure the customer services were properly installed, collection reps chased after customers who fell behind on their payments, and sales managers. He would often say, without sales, we don't have the revenue to pay your salaries. Without customer service, customers will drop us faster than we can bill them. Without collection reps, we'd lose too many accounts due to non-payment. And without sales managers, to hold it all together, we'd fall apart. And he had a rule. Every single executive team member would spend one full week of each quarter in the field with a sales manager, customer service rep, collection rep, or sales rep. In addition to when they are in the field, they are to submit to whoever they've been assigned to and may not pull rank. This rule applied to everyone, to include the CEO. I know this because the CEO personally rode along with me for 5 days in the field. He was a legit cool guy. I got a story from the end about this. So, apparently we had hired a new VP of marketing from a major brand that I'm sure everyone in the sub would know of. Anyway, apparently the first time he went to the field with the VP of marketing, or the VP of marketing pulled ranks on a sales manager, and the sales manager reported this directly to the CEO. A new quarter went by, and I got an email stating that the VP of marketing will be joining me in the field on such and such week. Okay, cool. Not the first time I'd had some higher up come out and ride with me. About an hour later, I get a call from the CEO. PJ, the VP of marketing, is going to be in the field with you. Yes, sir, I got the email. Oh, shit, these are, okay, hold on, I gotta do these in, like, voices. PJ, the VP of marketing, is going to be in the field with you. Yes, sir, I got the email. PJ, I picked you up because I was in the field with you. You seemed like the kind of guy that wouldn't be bullied or let someone run all over you. Okay, well, thank you. This VP is new to the company, and the last time he went into the field, he pulled rank. I've told him not to pull rank again. If he does, I want you to call me as soon as you can. I understand. Thank you. The VP meets me up. Honestly, for the first 2 days, everything was fine. However, on the third day, I was meeting with an existing client. This client was a difficult-to-please customer. He would always say we weren't worth the money, but I knew we were because I could see his results. And over the years, the client's business had grown a lot. Said client would beat us up over pricing. I'd stand firm, give him a 3% price increase, and offer him upgrades on top. He'd haggle me down to 1.5% price increase, and we'd sign the contract. Now, I told the VP that would happen, that it would be a long sales call and that the difficult high tense one, but to let me handle it. I've dealt with the client quite a bit and was well prepared. Now this meeting with the client lasted 2.5 hours, but I'll get to the point. The client wanted a discount and was threatening to go to our competitor. He wouldn't. That's when our VP spoke up and said, I'm the VP and I'll personally give you a 15% discount on your current plan if you agree to sign a 1-year contract. The customer said 20%. The VP said, split the difference, 17.5, and we have a deal. They agreed, and I was mad as hell. One thing to mention, my commission's depending on me generating more revenue, and this VP just fucked me over. We get in the car, and I go, you pulled rank. You shouldn't have done that. He said, I got the deal done. I said, oh, shit. Oh, fuck, dude. I keep forgetting the voices, Quentin.
Rip.
You pulled rank. You shouldn't have. I got the deal done. Had you kept your mouth shut, I would have gotten more money, not given 20% back. We got the contract signed. We gave away tens of thousands of dollars that we didn't need to. Look, I'm the VP. I then called the CEO. He saw the name pop up on my car's Bluetooth. CEO answers, PJ, how are you doing? The VP pulled rank on me and gave my customer a 17.5 discount on his current plan right as I was about to close him for more money. That's not right. Where's the VP? You're on speaker. He can hear you. Excellent. Hey, VP. Yes, sir? Tell me what happened. I suck at voices. This is like 95% dialogue, and I have one voice that's just slightly different. Tell me what happened. VP told his side of the story, which he admitted to the truth, but also admitted to pulling rank and giving the customer a discount. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. You're fired. Excuse me? You're fired. You have a 1-year probation, clause your drone. You don't pull rank when in the field. You can't do this. I just did. You are to get on a plane to come back to your office and clean it out. PJ, take Mr. VP back to his hotel and drop him off. Sure, no problem. And for the next 20 minutes, I had an awkward car ride back with my former VP's hotel. Later in an all-hands-on meeting, the CEO made sure to talk about how if an executive is in the field and pulls rank, it is a fireable offense for the executive, and he wants to see all the sales reps, sales manager, customer service reps, and collection reps to know that. And then there's a side story on the CEO with the with that car ride and just like the CEO being a pretty cool guy. Do you want me to read that, Q, or what?
Sure, go for it.
All right, so side story on the CEO. The company had a data plan, which gave us 4G on our iPads, phones, and laptops. Well, the company changed the service plan, and our data went down to only our phones, and we had hotspot off of that. They said that this would save us $80,000 a month. We had like 4,000 employees in the field. Well, 2 months later, we had a conference. We had 3 conferences a year, and after the conference, everyone went to the hotel bar. That's when I approached my CEO with another sales rep and talked to him about how much of a pita it was to hotspot all of our devices and how much it drained our phone batteries and blah, blah, blah. And then I get it saves money, but also cost productivity. The CEO nodded and said, tell you what, in 2 weeks, the CIO is supposed to go into the field. I'll have him go into the field with you. And if he agrees that it's costing our reps productivity and causing many workflow issues, I'll bring back the 4G data to all the devices. The CIO was there and said, CIO, you're going to XYZ area and you will be riding with PJ. Pay attention to how he uses his 4G data. And if you think we should go back to the old plan where all devices had 4G data. The CIO went into the field with me. On the third day at breakfast, he said, last night I called the CEO. I said, yeah? And he said, I made a recommendation that we go back to our old data plan to ensure all devices have 4G data. It, obviously creating productivity issues when you cost, if you look at the cost per user, it's not that great. I mean, that's pretty honestly, like, pretty cool CEO. Honest, like, if a man can admit his own mistakes and then, like, actually build up off of them, I think that that's a really good CEO, you know?
What?
Oh, I was just talking about how, like, that guy was a pretty good CEO for, in all. Oh,
yeah. He sounds pretty good.
Like, yeah. Need more CEOs like that, man.
He took charge. He was like, hey, you suck. Get out of here.
Me when you suck, get out of here.
yeah. All right, I have one up on my tablet now, so maybe I can read better on this.
All right, and I think that'll probably be like our last story. Yeah, or do you just want to keep going?
I think this will be the last one.
Bet.
All right, so this one is on r/I don't work here lady, posted by u/dragon_crystal. The title is Karen Traps Herself in Changing Room After Getting Mad at Me. So the cast is him, his mother, and the Karen. This happened a long time ago, before this pandemic started. My mom and I were at Walmart shopping for stuff. Possibly some groceries, too. My mom finds this shirt she likes and wants to go try it on, so we went to the changing room. I'm waiting for her to try it on the shirt and just looking at my phone while keeping an eye on our cart. Mom says, hey, could you get me a larger size? This one's a bit tight. So I get up and go find a larger size for her. After I find it and hand it to my mother, I go back to where I was sitting when I hear, excuse me! I look up and I see Karen standing in a different changing room holding up a shirt or some kind of clothing. Here, give me a different size. It's too small for me. Sorry, but I don't work here. Well, you help the other woman. Why wouldn't you help me? I was dressed in all black, not the Walmart uniform. I helped her because she's my mom, and I don't have to help you if I don't feel like it. Besides, I don't even know where you got that from. I get this from over there, sports points to some random direction. It's not that hard to find. It's right in the opening, so be nice and go get it for me now. Sorry, but I was told to watch the cart and stay here in case of something happens to our stuff. But you can change back and get it yourself. Karen angrily huffs and slams the door shut hard. She might have slammed it too hard, because I noticed the door to my mom's changing room shakes a bit. A few minutes later, my mom comes out wondering what happened and what the yelling was about. I explain everything to her, and we walk away to the from the changing room. She puts the shirt back on because she couldn't find one that fits her. But as we were leaving, I recall hearing a rattling behind us, so I stopped, looking around, and even waiting for a bit for the rattling to start again. Mother, noticing I stopped, is something wrong? Me, still looking around, I thought I heard something rattling. Maybe it was the cart wheel, since a lot of these wheels tend to rattle loudly and get squeaky after a while. Let's hurry, we've been here much longer than we should have, and your dad might get mad. So we just walk away, where I eventually spot an actual employee and let her know about Karen needing help in the changing room, which she responded with, thanks, I'll head over and see what she needs. My mom and I head over to the grocery section, grab a few items before heading before heading back to the checkout area. While we were waiting in line, we hear over the PA system. Let me do a PA voice.
Can we get maintenance over to the changing room? We seem to have a bit of a problem over here.
We start laughing out loud over the call. We can only assume what the problem could be, since we haven't seen Karen leave the changing room. Casher rings up our stuff, and we head home for the evening, not wanting to hear what happened, since Karen might accuse me of not helping her, and possibly claim that I trapped her in the changing room. Then again, that rattling I hear when we were leaving the area could have been Karen trying to open the door, but since my mom was in a hurry, we saved ourselves from Karen's full wrath. There we go. Boom. Trapped a lady in a changing stall or whatever. Well, no, they didn't trap her. She trapped herself.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe.
I definitely think she trapped her.
Okay. I'll go for it. What am I saying? Well, I feel like I read a little better on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that if we, you know...
We just need more practice.
If we consistently start doing this, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I like it. It's fun.
I did too. I think that you and I should just, like, low-key... Loki just start turning this podcast into Reddit stories.
Man, I am totally down. Like,
because I mean, like, I feel like everyone else has like really busy schedules, but like,
yeah. Plus, I can start. I can work more on my voice impressions. I always love doing that.
Yes, dude. Ooh, we should like find if there's like a voice changer or something online. You know?
Yeah, I have a couple of those. I want to do it natural though. It's more fun. I need to work on my female voices. I can do basically any male accent you want, but females are a little difficult.
Yeah, I just need to work on talking, really.
Yeah, me too. I need to work on reading out loud and not stumbling over every word. Okay, I will say that the problems I had in this last one were not always my own fault, because there was some bad spelling in here, so I actually genuinely had to, like...
I believe you. I believe you.
So, you know.
Some of these just have really bad spelling.
Yeah. Like, hold on. Let me find something. Some examples. The sentence where he said, "My mom finds like shirt and wants to go try it on."
You know, sometimes you just gotta find like shirt and want to go try it on.
Yeah. "Well, you help the other woman."
That's right, grammar.
Well, kind of, I guess.
It's not good grammar, but it's right grammar.
Sure. I'll give him that one. Oh, yeah. I got this from there. Spots to random direction. I had to replace that with points.
Spots to random. fuck, that's funny. Me when I spots to random direction.
Not that we're making fun of you, Dragon Crystal, but, you know, it's normal. Everyone does it. It's fine.
Me when I spots to random direction. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 23, was it? 24?
I think it's 24.
Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. We're going to start, starting to do this a little bit more. Yeah. I want to get here more and, like, start to really do... podcast.
Yeah, me too, since it's literally my career choice. So plus I find it really fun and cathartic.
I do too.
Let me do all my admin stuff. So remember to support us on Patreon. That always helps out a lot. Or you can just donate through Anchor. They have just a single donation thing. Check out Good Pods, because like, not even, like, they're not sponsoring us or anything, but, like, genuinely, it's kind of good. So, you know, just check it out. Plus...
Also, come watch us over on Twitch.
Yeah, watch us on Twitch.
What's your Twitch, Cooper? Or Quentin? Sorry, I keep calling you Cooper. I don't know why.
My Twitch is MasterQ056.
Nice. My Twitch is AlienHunter1776. Come watch us. I'll be actually streaming right after we record this, and once it goes up, I should be streaming as well.
And also, so, there are links to our streaming discords in the Just About Everything Discord, and then there are links to our channels from there, so if you want to do that.
So if you want to see, yeah, if you want to see more content from us, stop on by. I absolutely know, I would love you guys to stop by. I always love new people coming in to watch, and
yeah, I love talking to people on streams.
We'll see you next time.
One more thing, remember to rate us on everything, because that helps us get us up in the numbers. But yeah, that's everything.
Yes.
Rate
us. Rate us good.
Rate us good. Give 5-star review on iTunes.
Oh, look, I found a tire.